Well, it ends up being a 6-3 loss here to Dyke New Hartford. But again, you know, two top 10 ranked teams, Class 1A going at it here tonight. What can you say about your team's performance overall here in this one?
Yeah, I'm really proud of our girls. We came out strong tonight. I knew it was going to end up being a close one. A lot of those matches could have gone either way. Bella ended up losing in a tiebreak 4-7, and she was down 5-7 at one point and ended up coming back to get into the tiebreak. So I'm really proud of her. Jaden Crossman and Holly Hogstead here in number 3 doubles. They battled back from a 1-6 deficit there, and they about made it into a tiebreaker, so I'm really proud of them. So we had a lot of matches that could have gone either way. A lot of our girls that did lose in singles only lost 5-8. So there are really close matches, so I'm really proud of the girls for that.
You bet. When it comes to, you know, the season as a whole, I mean, you've gotten some statewide attention in the rankings and stuff like that. What can you say about the spotlight, I guess, that's kind of giving your team, knowing that, hey, this is a team kind of to watch here in the state of Iowa and in the NICL?
Yeah, it's really great to be put in that spot. It was a good matchup with Dyke New Hartford tonight just to see how we would do against them. They're obviously ranked 3rd and we're 10th, so just to see kind of the comparison there. And we could have beat Dyke. It could have gone either way tonight. So just seeing that, and Adrian Payton obviously are a big part of our team, and we got Bella Boozman back this year, which is awesome. I even have a lot of just JV girls in general that came out this year that are really picking it up, so I think that's just going to really help our team keep growing forward too.
You bet. A lot of support for this meet here tonight. A huge crowd. What can you say about the support and all the different community people that came out to support this one?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely a rival matchup tonight. D&H versus AP. It helped that we were both some ranked teams here too. But D&H too, I know I coached over there for 2 years as well. So I know they have big community support over there too. And so does AP. We always have. And tennis isn't always one of those sports necessarily that people come out to. But when you have D&H and AP playing together, I mean, people come out to watch and support. And parents are super great about supporting their girls. And we have two big teams, 21 girls about on each of our teams here too. And so we just got a big following, which is great to see.
All right, and last question for your upcoming schedule. Done for this week, but then 4 meets next week, right? And you said 4 the week after.
Yep,
so
correct.
Going to get kind of busy, right?
Yes, it's going to get busy. We've got, I think, Waverland, Columbus next week. And then let me think, Decorah the week after that. So we got some big – more big ones coming up for us. So it'll be great. Dyke was just a good kind of see where we're at. And I'm looking forward to see how we do with Decorah and Waverly and Columbus as well, and see how we match up there.
All right. Appreciate the time tonight.